Victor Rivera, commonly known as Vic Monster, started breakdancing around age 13. He says this kept him out of trouble and immersed him in a diverse pool of people. His parents loved how he interacted with other dancers, so they supported this. As he got older, he started DJing and performing in dance competitions. He talks about the music that inspires him to move.
We were listening to like James Brown, the Jimmy Castor Bunch, and like the Blackbirds and Kool & the Gang, a lot of like funk stuff. And that's the real essence of breaking is like funk.
He had no idea that dance and music would become his therapy. Rivera lost his mother a couple of years ago. He says she was in her late 50s when something suddenly changed.
It started with her claiming she couldn't sleep. And she was very like arrogant about not sleeping. And my dad, who's, I mean, he's a saint. He's such a wonderful man. You know, he was in bed with her every night and he would say, no, I saw you sleep.
She continued to claim she couldn't sleep. Then one day, he says, she started to tell the family that she wanted them to be happy once she was gone. He says they didn't think anything of that statement. Unfortunately, she ended up taking her life. Rivera says his mother was never diagnosed with any type of mental illness. She did see a doctor and was considered healthy. The family continued to reach out for help. Rivera says it's hard to find mental health services that provide Spanish-speaking individuals in his area. Danielle Angelari is the executive director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness of Northern Illinois. She says there isn't a diverse group of mental health care providers in the Rockford area, but those providers should offer a translator to avoid language barriers. Part of the problem, Rivera explains, is that getting support for mental health is considered taboo in the Latino culture.
It just stems, I think, from a long time of just being proud families, you know, not wanting to have that like black sheep or something like that, maybe. But we, you know, we had never dealt with anything like that. But I know when we would hear stories of other families, it would just kind of be brushed under the rug.
A 2019 Sage Journals article states that religious values play a great role in the stigma. After Rivera's mother passed, he remembered how freeing dance was for him. Rivera admits that when his mother died, he decided to do something that would increase mental health awareness in his community. Recently, he partnered with NAMI in his area. He took part in a Zoom session called Alternative Therapies, Music, and Dance. Jenny Voss is the artistic director and co-owner at Evolve Dance Company in Rockford. She explains that our body movements during dance are a continuation of the lyrics and the sound waves of the music. She says it's the art, the movement, and the emotion behind it that drives dancers. She recalls a remark that one of her students' parents made.
She said, I know dance is expensive, but I'd much rather pay for it than therapy, which I thought was interesting because I think some kids have trouble getting out verbally how they're feeling.
Voss says she relied on the art form as a mental outlet while she was growing up and when her dad died 10 years ago.
And man, was dance there for me because I was able to really kind of tap in. And I've never really been a talker, kind of like that one mom was talking about. Like, I know that my daughter's not a talker, so this is the way, this is her therapy, right?
Victor Rivera says dealing with a mental health issue could happen to anyone. And he reminds people that
you matter and that you're not alone. And that there's very many people who are going through what you're going through, and they may not look the part.
Rivera explains that talking to NAMI gave him some sort of relief. He plans to continue to work with them to provide a resource for the Latino community. I'm Yvonne Booz.